Kyle's profile seems to be a little bit the lower. That's because we don't have much news that's being broadcast, but I know, Kyle, behind the scenes, a lot is being set up for when everyone comes back into town in the early fall.
Yeah, and I think that's what some of what's going on right now is. It's setting the agenda for next year. You know, the governor is going to be coming up in September with a special message on health and wellness, and a special message on transportation. And a lot of what's going on right now is kind of figuring out what those special messages are going to be and what the legislature's agenda is going to be going forward. You know, the transportation piece is interesting. You know, not only do we have the bridge, Tony, it's what are we going to do with the gas tax, and what are we going to do with transportation funding, particularly since, the federal government is going to be making cuts to state funding inevitably. How much of that's going to be transportation money, and how are we going to make up for that?
I wanted to get your take on the last 7 days events with the debt ceiling bill, with the stock market, with the credit rating being reduced. From your perspective, how do you think that affects the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, it kind of seemed like Michigan a few years ago, didn't it, Tony? I mean, in Michigan, we had this problem about balancing our budget, and we got to the brink and the crisis point, and then we finally passed something, but not without a lot of cuts, and we had cuts, ultimately in education, but mostly to cities and municipalities and to university funding, and a little bit to corrections as well. And I think the federal government's kind of going through the same process now. I mean, it's kind of gotten to the point where they realize that they can't pay for everything that they've been paying for all these years, and that the debt ceiling, the fact that we get to borrow money to pay for our expenses just isn't going to cut it anymore. I mean, at what point are we going to have to actually balance our books so we're not going into debt, you know, just racking up the credit card just to pay the mortgage? And, so that means cuts. And, you know, that's kind of the parallel I saw. You know, it's like the federal government's just been a couple years behind where state lawmakers have been here in Michigan. The impact has been significant. I think, the public has been, has kind of treated this, the national deficit and the national debt as just kind of one of those issues that people just like to hammer on to score political points and not really realize the significance of it. And, some might blame the Republicans and say, well, geez, look at what they did. Now Wall Street's freaking out, and markets are tumbling, and everybody's retirement value is sinking. But, you know, ultimately that's going to happen. I mean, you can only borrow so much from China and Japan and the other countries like we have been, and there's going to be consequences. And, you know, if it wasn't the Republicans this time standing firm in August, then it would have been, another occasion. There would have been something else that would have drew attention to this. So I guess that's kind of the parallel in what I've kind of seen this shaken down as.
You know what I sense, Kyle? I still sense a lot of people are frustrated. I think there's going to be more great change when the people go to the polls in the fall. Hearing all the rhetoric, even when we look locally here, when we talk about economic possibilities, when we talk about development possibilities involved with the Red Cedar situation and how some city council members are dragging their feet on that, and when we talk about the bridge and it seems to be there's more positive than negatives, but the votes are dragging on that because some state representatives are trying to broker their votes maybe into more things for their districts. And then when you see what's going on with the debt ceiling situation, and when I hear the president talk about it's the Tea Party this or it's that, we're blaming each other, and I think people are frustrated, and I think they say, you know what, we don't care about the blame, we don't care whose fault it is, we don't want the can kicked down the road, let's make the cuts, let's let it hurt now, and let's get better. And I still sense that we don't get that.
You know, we had Kelly Rossman on our podcast yesterday, and she had a very good take. She said, you know, these politicians these days, because it seems that it's so volatile, it's you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, Rick Snyder came into office and said, okay, well, we're going to structurally balance this budget, you know, which really hadn't been done in a while. And so we went ahead and did it, and so now we've got people out there trying to recall them. And now we're trying to recall Republican state legislators for the same reason, because they don't, you know, like the cuts that he made to education. And yet, if you don't do anything at all, and, you know, you did what Jennifer Granholm did, which was balance the budget using rating funds and using one-time sources and so forth, you know, getting people upset at her, and, you know, and her popularity rating was really, really bad before she left office, you know. So, I mean, you take action in one way and you think it's the right idea, and then you take action the other way, and folks don't like that either. You know, they like things just the way they were, you know, maybe 10 years ago or 11 years ago, and it's just not 11 years ago.
You know,
and I think you're seeing that with a with a voting, Tony. I mean, you're seeing, we had three swing elections right in a row, 06, 08, and 10. You're seeing, you know, people who are frustrated with incumbents at the local level. And you know, and I think it's just a testament of the time. People want action, they think. And then when they see the action that has to be taken, they don't really like that either.
Well,
you know?
Kyle, that makes me wonder about recall efforts. To me, they seem to be a waste of time, effort, and money, because we've got a recall that we can do when we vote.
Right? No, I think you're exactly right there, Tony. I mean, the whole point of recalls, really, was to get rid of people in office who had malfeasance and negligence in office, who were squandering money. You know, it's not for policy decisions. And, you know, especially, I think, at the state legislative level, I mean, you've got re-elections every 2 years. You know, you can do a bit of damage in 2 years, I suppose, but, I mean, they got voted into office on a particular agenda. And the Republicans' agenda was pretty clear, I think. You know, it was balancing the budget and making sure that we didn't raise taxes. And I think they made that agenda pretty clear. I mean, they obviously didn't say we're going to cut education the way we did. They didn't actually say that what kind of exemptions we were going to get rid of in the income tax, and that would mean that people have to pay tax on their pension. No, they didn't say that. No, you're exactly right. But, I mean, you got to sit there and think, well, how are they going to do this, Tony? You know, you're like, all right, if you're not going to, do a general tax increase on people, you say you're going to get rid of the business tax. Well, you know, simple math says you got to do something. And, you know, so he did, and the legislature, the Republicans, did. And, you know, folks who wouldn't have agreed with him and probably didn't vote for him in the first place are now trying to get him out early, just to kind of rally people up and get them ready maybe for the next election, whenever that might be.
All right, Kyle, before I let you go, I said this when I was on Mackinac Island, I believe that bridge is going to get done.
Yeah.
And then the governor was dealt maybe his biggest blow by just getting the information that a lot of legislators weren't going to vote for it, so he tabled it. And there has been a lot of conversation, a lot of dialogue from a lot of different entities, especially around Detroit, who would face the prospects of the new bridge and what it means. And I think he's getting support for this thing.
Well, I think he's got a lot of public support, Tony, and I think he's going to get it. And, you know, I think Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly kind of tipped the governor's hand a little bit last week when he said, you know, there's about a half dozen ways we can get this bridge done. Now, they don't need the legislature to pass a bill. I mean, the legislature doesn't have to pass a bill to pave 96 if that's what we want to do, Interstate 96. You know, that's the MDOT, that's the Highway Commission. That's they prove those things. You know, so you can go that way with it. I mean, you can just make an entirely private bridge, just like Matty Maroon's bridge. You know, let's make a second private bridge then. I mean, one way or the other, he's going to get that bridge done. And it's just whether the legislature is going to go with the plan that Snyder thinks is the best, or the second best. And they don't like either of those, they will just do the third best. But there's too many powerful players involved here to not get this thing done. And Snyder is a businessman, is a very crafty individual, and we'll figure it out one way or the other. And the legislature can either do it his way, or Snyder will just do it without the legislature.
Ever imitated, never duplicated. Michigan's independent news source and news and information resources, the MIRS newsletter. Go to MIRS.com. How do you like that plug?
That was great. Tony. We should do this every day.
All right, Kyle Malena. You know what? Sponsorships are available, my friend.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to have to look into that.